Recorded Books and RB Digital present Never Say Die by Anthony Horowitz, narrated by Simon Preble. Chapter 1. Thin Air. 50,000 people had come to the Suffolk Air Show on the east coast of England, but only one of them was there to commit murder. It was the third week in August, the height of summer. The schools were closed, and whole families had taken advantage of the fine weather to arrive at the old airbase less than a mile from the sea. They had strolled around vintage planes from the First and Second World Wars, single-seat biplanes parked next to Spitfires and Hurricanes. That morning, the Red Arrows had put on a dazzling display, twisting and criss-crossing each other in the sky before swooping down, trailing plumes of red, white and blue. There had been flypasts by the Tornado GR-4, the two-seat attack aircraft that had been used in Iraq and Libya, and by the F-35 Lightning II stealth fighter, one of the most sophisticated and, at $100 million, one of the most expensive aircraft in the world. The grounds were packed with simulator rides, motorbike displays, drones, face painting, and fairground stalls. Everyone was having a good time. As with every public event in the UK, an extensive, almost invisible security net had been put in place. It was impossible to stop and search all the cars, but CCTV cameras recorded every arrival and every license plate was instantly checked. People might notice police and even a few sniffer dogs moving among them. These were a common sight, but they would have been unaware of the plainclothes policemen.